want to talk also a little bit about leptomeningeal disease and the use of targeted therapy in that situation. By way of background, again, can you talk a little bit about the incidence of leptomeningeal disease and the therapies we've had in the past for it?
Yeah, so leptomeningeal disease at presentation is pretty uncommon. I would say it happens in 1% or 2% of our patients with lung cancer, whether it's oncogene-driven or not. But as we talked about earlier, when we are able to control systemic disease for a long time, patients often end up with CNS metastases and that subset of CNS metastases, leptomeningeal disease. And I think the frequency with which those come up is still pretty low. I'm going to estimate on the order of 10%, maybe 20% overall, but we definitely see it.
And can you talk a little bit about what we know right now about the use of targeted therapy and its efficacy in patients with leptomeningeal disease? It seems like most of what I've seen, at least in terms of targeted therapy, has been EGFR and osimertinib, but I don't know, maybe there's a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, the published data is largely around osimertinib, and I think, you know, this is a great frustration of those of us who treat leptomeningeal disease, is because we just don't have as much data as we'd like. You know, and if you have this conversation, I think we've had this conversation before, talking about how you treat leptomeningeal disease, there's still a large group of people who treat with intrathecal chemotherapy. There's a group of people who recommend whole brain radiation therapy. And there's a group of people who recommend systemic therapy. And none of us have enough data to support our argument and tell anybody that the other argument is wrong. I personally favor systemic therapy as my approach to leptomeningeal disease because I feel like none of the local options, so intrathecal chemotherapy or whole brain radiation therapy, are adequate to treat what is, in a sense, systemic disease within the CNS. You know, we have a broad range of cancer cells floating around through the spinal column, around the CNS. It's not a single spot that can be dealt with just a spot of radiation.